I don't have a one-track mind. My mind goes every which way. So I've got to get focused. I got to have the Lord's help. Amen. Amen. All right. Matthew 8 and verse 14 and 15 this morning. Your verse 14 and love the Lord. Shout amen.
Amen.
All right, that sounds good this morning. I hear a little amen back there somewhere. All right, verse 14. Your Bible should read like this. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. And he touched her hand, and that fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do love you this morning. Thankful, God, for your word. Thankful for the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, we're so thankful for salvation this morning, Lord. You've saved our souls. Lord, we're thankful this morning, God, that you'll save anyone that's here this morning, God, that wouldn't want to be saved this morning, God. So we pray, Lord, that you deal with their hearts, and God, that you convict them, Lord. God, and convince them that they're in sin, that they be converted this morning. Father, we pray. God, have your way, Lord, with those that are sick this morning. God, you know who they are, where they are. Heal their bodies. Those that are traveling, Lord, give them travel mercy this morning, God. And Lord, take us now and use us for your glory. Father, I pray the unction of the Holy One rest up on me a little while. Father, speak through me. God, we pray, God, anoint these lips of clay, Lord, and allow me to speak only what you would have this morning, God. And Lord, we'll forever give you the praise. For it's in Jesus' holy name we pray, and amen, and amen. You may be seated. As we read this scripture this morning about Peter's mother-in-law being healed, and that ought to show the Catholic that he wasn't no Roman priest, oughtn't it? I mean, he was married, so it ought to tell him something anyway. But anyway, we'll get off of that. Peter's mother-in-law was sick of fever, and some has even said that maybe that's why he cursed him there at the last, and because he healed his mother-in-law. Now, I don't know about all that either, but anyway, I'm just seeing if y'all's awake this morning. So as we look at this, we find Peter's mother-in-law lay sick, and if you read this scripture, you'll see that Jesus had just came back from the synagogue. And he has come from there, and he's come with Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and they're going to Peter's house. I'm not sure that Peter had said, there's sickness in my home. I don't know that, but I know that that's where they went, right? And so we like to take for thought this morning, or title this, if we could, Touched by the Master. This morning, it's so good to get a touch from the Master. Amen. I mean, the hand of God touching you, whether it be quickening your body of a physical sickness or spiritually this morning, right? Whatever it might be. Remember the woman with the issue of blood, some 18 years that touched the hem of his garment. Amen. And remember so many times in the Word that Jesus touched, he touched those with leprosy and cured them. And we find in the passage of Scripture just before what we read, the centurion there, the Roman guard that or leader that he had one that was sick, and he said, just speak the word. I'm not worthy for you to come to my home. And so he can just speak it. Amen. But boy, I tell you, I like when he touches me. I like when I get a touch from the Master's hand, amen, and just feel his power, amen, just knowing who he is this morning. But let's look at verse 14, if you will. Keep your Bibles handy there. Verse 14 we find, and when Jesus was coming to Peter's house. Amen. And so when he come into Peter's house, we find here that he is concerned for the home. Jesus wasn't only concerned about what's going on at the synagogue, but he's also concerned about what's going on at the home. Amen. And so we can spend all day on that, but pray I don't, all right, for your sake. But he left the synagogue, and he goes home with Peter. And so he's concerned about what's happening at the home. Are you concerned today what's happening at your home? Amen. I like to say quickly this morning, I mean very quickly, is your home prepared in such a way or in such an order that it'd be okay with Jesus to come home with you this morning? Amen. I mean, I said that quickly, didn't I? Listen, some of you might not have heard I say it quickly again. Is your home in order that you wouldn't mind for Jesus coming home with you this morning? Maybe there's something that you left laying out that you forgot about to pick up before you came to church. Amen. Listen, that you'd like to get that picked up before you get back, before Jesus comes. I don't know what it might be. Maybe it may be changed the channel on the boob tube. Amen. Before Jesus comes in. I don't know what it might be, but think about it this morning. What about your home here? What about the tabernacle, the temple of the Holy Ghost? Have you got it in order this morning? Is it where it needs to be? Jesus was interested in Peter's home, not just in the synagogue this morning. And so we might think, well, it's all about here. Church is very important. Amen. It's vital to our fellowship with God. Amen. Our spirituality. But listen, it has to start at home. It really does. If we don't have any Jesus at home, we're not going to have any when we get to the house of God. Amen. Amen. And Christ desires to be welcome into our homes. Christ desires to be welcome in our home. He was concerned about the home. But is He welcome at your home? Is He welcome at your home? Is peace welcome there? Amen. Is biblical values welcome in your home? Is that what you strive for as a child of God? Amen. That there's biblical values in your home and order set according to the Word of God. Hey, thank God that everything that's said and done is to glorify God. And to bring your children up and to nurture and admonition to the Lord. Is your children, or is your home, welcoming for the Lord? And that husbands, that you love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, is it a welcoming home in that you reverence your husband? All these things is part of the home. Part of the home, His concern for the home. So it's not just concerned about the order here at the house of God or the synagogue, but also in your home. Yeah, your physical address. He's concerned about that as much. And His concern also, if we look at this, when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, He saw his wife's mother lay sick. And so He was concerned about her health. You know, John said, the Apostle John, he said this, that when he prayed that you prosper and be in good health. The Lord is concerned also about your health. When He come in, He didn't just say, where's the food, where's the chicken? And the preachers come to the house and he probably will be looking for chicken, but Jesus is looking around to see, is there a need anywhere? That's a good thing about Jesus. He's concerned about our needs. He's concerned, Brother Nathan, about our health. It concerns Him when we have pain. It concerns Him when we're broken. It concerns Him. And so when He come in, He's looking for the problems. He's looking, is there anything that needs to be fixed here? Is there anything that someone needs? You see, He's concerned about your life this morning. God is concerned about you. You concerned about Him? There's no need too small or too great. You see, she had a fever. I don't know what it was. Could have just been a virus of some sort passing through. I don't know what it was, but I'm saying it could have been something small. But Jesus is concerned, whether it's great or whether it's small. Sometimes we think, well, He's not concerned with those things, but He is. He is. I don't know where the mother-in-law lay in the house, whether she was in the corner, out in the open, or what, but Jesus sensed there was a need there. Right? And it wasn't too small for Him. It wasn't somebody that was lame. It wasn't somebody that was deaf or somebody that was dumb. It wasn't someone that had leprosy.
It wasn't someone with the issue of blood and was just barely going. It was someone that had a fever. I mean, it looks like it was severe, but I'm just saying he's concerned even about the fevers. I mean, fevers can get bad, but not always. But Jesus was concerned. His compassion he had. If we look at verse 15, the first part of that, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand. He had compassion on her. You see the compassion that he had? He didn't just speak something. He didn't just say, Peter, your mother-in-law will be fine in a day or two. Tell her, get up and fix something to eat. He had compassion. He cared for her. He didn't feel like he was better than her, that he wasn't going to touch her. He didn't say, "Ooh, she's probably nasty. Who is she? Who is she?" Now, I don't want to get around that. No, he touched her. He felt for her. He had real compassion for Peter's mother-in-law, in so much that he went up to her in her time of sickness, and he laid his hand on her. I believe he said, "Mother, you're going to be all right." You know how he comforts you? He just lays that big old hand on you, on your heart, and he says, "You're going to be all right. It's going to be okay. The Master's here, touched by the Master." Oh, my goodness. I know right away she started feeling better, because you can't feel bad when the Master touches you. Thank God. No way, no how. And she had been touched by the Master. He touched her hand. And we see what happens. He touched her hand and the fever left her. The Master's touch, it restored unto her her health. And so his touch restores unto us health. I mean, you can't be sick around him. They couldn't even have a good funeral. I mean, they'd be weeping and crying and have all their mourners out there. Jesus come up and say, "Rise up." That's a touch of the Master, that they couldn't even have a good funeral. Listen, I'm telling you, he cares for us, and his touch is powerful. It's been touched by the Master. That'll restore you every time. That'll restore you every time. We've seen it many times. We've seen it many times that people are restored. His power, it's personal. Amen. I mean, it's right on. It's immediate, because he cares for you and I. Listen, when he touches us, things change. Have you ever been, it just seemed like you're having a terrible day, just bummed out, and just all once things turn around like that? That's a touch from the Master. It was seen bad. But I'm telling you, all of a sudden, the power of God, you've got to touch, and things just turn. Next thing you know, you're smiling, you're laughing, you're happy. And most of the time, I don't even think we realize what happened to us. We just think, well, things got better, or no. But no, we got a touch from the Master. Somebody, I imagine that somebody at that time was praying for us somewhere. Somebody was praying for us. Somebody got a prayer through, Sister Linda. Somebody got a prayer through. They might have been down back in the closet, down in the basement. But I'm telling you, they got a prayer through. Maybe they're driving down the road, but they got a prayer through. Got a prayer through. There's power in prayer. Jesus, he didn't merely lessen the mother-in-law's fever. It just go down from whatever it was, 103 to 102. No, there was a healing there. He removed it completely. I mean, just like that, I imagine. Just like that. Something that's not supposed to happen. Something that's not medically correct to bring a fever down, just whoop, and it's gone. Amen. I've seen it happen, though. Ruby's grandmother, she had a fever once, and she was sick, and she wanted us to come pray for her. We went out to pray, and she said, "I want to take my temperature." She took her temperature. It was like about 103. And after we prayed, she said, "I want to take my temperature again." She took her temperature, and it was down to 97-something. Just like that. Listen, there was a touch from the hand of God that touched her. Now again, naturally we shouldn't do that. But supernaturally, things like that can be done. All right? Because when God does it, He does it right. He does it right, and He did it right, and He removed it completely. Listen, it wasn't no gradual recovering, no lingering on, no weakness, no fatigue. Listen, no being nauseous. Listen, no aches and pain. No, she was better. She was better. That's the hand of God. The Master's hand touched her. And listen, and we see the fever is gone, immediately departed. And the healing was instant and complete. And listen, it was unmistakable that this was the hand of God. Right? That's the way when my wife's grandmother took her temperature to see what the fever was, she knew it had to be the hand of God. She hadn't taken anything, so it had to be the hand of God to happen like that. Now, we've seen what Jesus done. We've seen His concern that He has for the home and for the health and for her healing. But let's look at her for a little bit. Look at her and see what happened. Her cure that she had was immediate. Look what it says. He touched her hand and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. So immediately she arose and ministered. As soon as He touched her, she was made whole, and she got up and began to cook. Amen. Hey, here comes the chicken and dumplings now. Thank God. Here comes the banana pudding. It's all going to be served up just in a moment because God has been their house. Amen. Things happen when He comes home with you. You take Him home with you, there'll be a lot more to happen than just if you try to keep Him here. Amen. Amen. Listen, Jesus done that by a touch. That's all it took. He didn't have to write out a prescription. I don't have nothing wrong with prescriptions, but He don't have to write out any. He doesn't have to write out any. He doesn't have to write you out 10 days, 5 days, antibiotics. No, just a touch will do. Amen. I like His way a lot better. he doesn't always use that method though, I guess. But listen, I'll take whichever way I can get it. But I like it when He touches me. Amen. I like it when He touches me. And so then we find here His cure, that it just happened like that. Listen, and not only it wasn't just a partial, but it was complete. It was a complete healing. Right? We see that. Her fever didn't return. I don't believe her fever returned. Listen, it was gone. She got up and began to minister to Him. Listen, He didn't leave her halfway done. He didn't leave her questioning, wondering what's going on. I know when he heals, He finishes what He begins, and He took care of her need. Amen. That's what He did. Now listen, we're about to get spiritual, all right? We're about to get spiritual. We've been talking about the physical needs and the physical healing, which we all love those. Listen, her cure, it displayed Christ's authority, who He is, the deity of Christ, the power of an almighty God, because no one else could do that. No one else could do that. So in her sickness, she is really bringing glory to God. Right? She proved what He could do during that time. And also to get spiritual, her sickness she had could be a type of sin in our lives. Now, just because you're sick doesn't mean you sin, but sin is a sickness unto death. Right? And there's only one cure for that. Listen, there has to be a touch by the Master. There has to be a touch by the Master for that cure to take place. Now, you can drink plenty of fluids and wait on time probably and the fever go down, but you can drink all you want and you can attend church all you want. But if you're lost, you'll remain lost until you surrender to the Lord and have a touch from the Master. There's nothing no one else can give you. You can be as religious as you want to be. But it won't take care of everything. There's a picture of salvation here. Just as her fever left her, when Christ saves a sinner, their sin and their guilt is taken away. Isaiah 53, he took our suffering, he took our sin upon himself and carried it to the cross of Calvary. Woo! And he hung it there. Thank God, our sin and purged us, and we became clean, holy, sanctified, thank God, ready for heaven, our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. A change was made. Because there's a touch by a master, the master. Amen. Religion. Oh, they might soothe your conscience. They might soothe it over. They might give you some little stories. They might tell you some religious things. They may twist the word to try to smooth it over and get you not to feel so bad. You know, just like if you've got pain, you could take a pain pill, but that just sort of smoothed it over. That didn't fix what's causing the pain. And some of you want to just cover up your sin, thinking it's going to be all right. And you want to avoid it. You want to try to get it out of your mind. You don't want to look and see what God can do. You don't want to own up to it too many times. Only Jesus can bring a complete cure of sin. Only by His blood. And there's no remission without the shedding of blood. There's no remission. It takes the blood of the Lamb for us to be cleansed of our sin. To be washed clean. It takes the blood of the Lamb. We didn't just as our fever didn't just merely, you know, just go down little by little. No, and so is it with our sin. When we get a touch of the Master, it doesn't just merely go down a notch or two. Amen. I mean, what he does right, and he does once and for all. Thank God. Listen, he bled and died and suffered once for our sin. Amen. Listen, and that was enough to cure each one of us that would trust in the blood of Christ. Amen. Amen. Whatever that is, got hold of your life. You need to bring it to Christ. Quit trying to justify it. Quit trying to cover it up. Listen, just call it out to the Lord what it is. Say, here it is. I got fever. Don't try to cover it. Don't try to just get rid of the symptoms.
That's good.
If something's bothering you on social media, just nip it. Amen. If it's TV, nip it. Just nip it. Just get rid of it. Right? There's a lot of things we can just take care of just like that. If we'll do it. But too many times we're just trying to cover it up and paint over it that you don't see it anymore. Thing of it is, it's there. You can put a coat of paint over where the termites has been eaten, but guess what? There's still deterioration on the other side. Right? It takes more than a coat of paint. Amen. It takes more than turning over a new leaf. It takes giving your life to Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And whoop, glory. All become new. All things become new after that, right? All things become new. So you can try to cover it up if you want. You can try to manage the symptoms if you want. You can try to do better if you want to do it, but it's not going to help. You know, she could have took something to bring the fever down a little bit. Maybe she took a cold rag and sponged herself to bring it down. But oh, isn't it better when there's a touch by the Master and it just goes away? Hey, man. And then she could get up and do what she wanted to do. Feel crippled in the service of the Lord sometimes because you're walking in sin. When the Master touches your life, He doesn't just make you feel better. He makes you whole. Amen. He didn't just put a cast on me. I just don't have a splint on me. Amen. No, it's not that. It's not a pacemaker. Amen. It's not a defibrillator. No, it's not that. It's not a blood thinner. Thank God. It's a blood washing. Amen. That came from on high, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what it takes this morning. That's what it takes. The Master to touch your life. He doesn't just make us feel better in our sin. Right? No, He takes care of the need. He makes us whole. He makes us whole. So spiritually, you can have a healing. Amen. Spiritually, you can have a healing. Listen, and get those things taken care of and get them under the blood. Amen. And then you can have eternal life. Hey, as long as you're covering it up, as long as you got a little religious feeling, a little fuzzy feeling from time to time, you could still be going to hell. Listen, but once you're washed clean, you're heaven bound, friend. You have eternal life when you're born into the family of God. Sister Linda, will you come to the piano? I tell you this morning, He wants to save you. He cares about you. He wants to touch you. That's what He came for. He just continued touching, touching, touching. Healing, healing, healing. Saving, saving, saving. Amen. That's what He does. That's what He wants to do this morning. He wants to save you. Preacher, I'm too bad. No, you're not. You can't be too bad. He went through too much. He went through so much, you could be the worst person in the world and He could still save you. Let us stand this morning. If you have a need to pray, come and pray. You come call on the Lord this morning. You have a need? You've been just trying to cover up the sin? Or do you want the Lord to take care of it this morning? Are you saved? Are you fevered with sin this morning? Burdened down with sin? Bring it to Jesus this morning.